I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today on the road in Decatur County near Greensburg, Indiana at Holzbosch Dairy. And I am with the co-owner of Holzbosch Dairy, Wim Holzbosch. The reason I'm here today is because the dairy operation here has a very unique story. Tell me about the story of Holzbosch Dairy and how your family, your parents in particular, Wim, came here to the United States and in such a short amount of time created this amazing dairy operation.
So it all started with my parents, Mary and Dominique, in 1987. Started with about 18 cows in a rented tie stall barn. They've always been looking for the next opportunity. So they, in Belgium and Europe, they grew the herd to about 80 cows. Due to government restrictions or a quota system at the time, we were not allowed to grow anymore. And so they saw myself and my two younger brothers expressing a lot of interest in dairy farming and agriculture. And so they wanted to make sure that for our future, they could provide us an opportunity to enter into agriculture. And that was going to be very tough at an 80-cow dairy. And so they started looking for opportunity elsewhere, did a tour in the United States. And the Midwest here, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio area, really spoke to them. It was very similar landscape-wise to Belgium, but then obviously with much more opportunities here in the States. So we settled in Decatur County. One of the reasons was mom didn't want to move up north because it's colder there in the winter. So we kind of looked more south. And then we just found a great place here in Decatur County, some crop farmers initially that were willing to help produce crops for our cows, and off we went. So in 2005, we made the move to the United States. We built a dairy farm, built a house, and then in August of 2008, we started milking cows here.
How many dairy cows did your father and mother start with in 2008?
It kind of ramped up with, you know, a few cows, but we had room for about 2,000 head, but it took us till about 2010 to fill the barns completely. And then after that, we've kind of continually grown throughout the years to the size we are now.
Chatting with Wim Holzbosch here on Hoosier Ag Today, I find it fascinating that in such a short amount of time, when you think back to 2005, when your parents settled here in the United States, and then 2008, when your mom and dad, Dominic and Mary, started the farm, how fast it's grown, because that's, we're talking not quite 20 years, but the size of the operation now. Can you tell me just how many dairy cattle that you now have day-to-day milking here at the farm?
Yeah, so there's about 8,000 cows here. Which 6,600 of them we milk three times a day. Most of them are Holstein cows. Other cows would be either heifers that are getting ready to have a calf, or cows that are dry before they're also getting ready to have a calf.
It's just amazing that not only do you have the size of the operation, but it certainly takes a lot of folks. I mean, you've got the family, you've got two other brothers as well who work with you here on the dairy, but you have quite a large footprint in terms of the economic impact here at the dairy farm, not just within the property line here, but outside the property, extending all across Decatur County and southeastern Indiana. The number of folks who not only work here, but the impact beyond the dairy farm is just tremendous.
Yes, sure it is. So it truly takes a village. So we have about 80 full-time employees here on the farm, as well as lots of partnerships with neighboring farmers or vendors or people that help us out with different things throughout the year. For example, forage harvest or growing forages. So yeah, it truly takes a lot of people to make this happen.
In terms of the total economic impact here in southeastern Indiana, that number is absolutely amazing, Wim.
Yes, so we project it to be about $9 million of economic impact to the local area.
I'm chatting with Wim Holzbosch here on Hoosier Ag Today, the co-owner of Holzbosch Dairy in Decatur County. And when you milk the dairy cattle here on the farm using those 80 folks, a lot of folks may think a dairy farm of this size has to use robotic equipment. Not here.
Yeah, so not necessarily. We definitely try to implement technologies as they become available to become more efficient, but it truly does take a lot of manpower or labor to milk cows, or it's a very labor-intensive job, yes.
Not only do you have the operation here in Decatur County, but also plans to open a new operation in Rush County. What can you tell me about those plans?
Yeah, so we're super excited to be building a state-of-the-art dairy farm there as well. We plan to milk about 6,500 cows there. It will create about 45 new jobs and about 110 or so indirect jobs through trucking and all kinds of other jobs in the local area.
And that's going to be near the Milroy area, not far from Rushville in Rush County. What led to you and the family to decide to open a second dairy operation, but why specifically in that area near Milroy in Rush County?
Oh, it's a great area, lots of great people surrounding the community, lots of good crop farmers that can grow excellent crops for forage for our cows. Yeah, the reason we want to expand or keep growing is it just creates opportunity for not just my kids or my brother's kids, but the kids of our employees and employees that want to maybe take on more responsibility or looking for a career path within our organization. We're extremely blessed to be able to have this opportunity and excited about it.
I love the story of your family, Wim, because there's no other country I can think of on the planet where you can move to and in a relatively short amount of time, as long as you invest the hard work and the effort and the energy and you do things the right way, your family story is the prime example of the true American story, if you will.
That's right. America is definitely the number one place to be for there's opportunities everywhere you look. You just have to put your mind to it and work at it.
And you certainly have to be very proud of your mom and dad, Dominic and Mary. The hard work they've put in, no doubt, has paid off, and setting that example for you and your brothers and your family as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Without them, none of this would obviously have come to fruition. And so we've been extremely blessed with, you know, how they started the farm as well as the values they instilled in us.
Chatting with Wim Holzbosch here on Hoosier Ag Today, the co-owner of Holzbosch Dairy, not far from Greensburg. A lot of folks may not know that if they shop at their local grocery store, when they go to Kroger and pick up a gallon of milk, more than likely, if they live in southern Indiana, that milk came from this farm.
Yeah, definitely. So we ship our milk through a co-op called Dairy Farmers of America, and most of our farm's milk goes to a Kroger plant in Winchester, Kentucky, where they bottle milk and, like you said, ship it out to their stores. There's a very good chance if you pick up a bottle of Kroger milk that you're drinking our milk.
In terms of sustainability, I know that's been a buzzword among the dairy industry for quite some time now. I know that American Dairy Association Indiana, very proud to promote the sustainability efforts of dairy farmers across the state. What can you tell me about those sustainability efforts here at Holzbosch Dairy in Decatur County?
Yeah, great question. So there's definitely a lot of different dairy farms in Indiana, and everybody does things a little bit different. But here at Holzbosch Dairy, I can give you a few examples. For example, when we harvest crops from our neighboring fields or croplands, we'll harvest that, but then afterwards we'll go back in and apply the nutrients from the manure that the cows excreted, and we'll use those nutrients to grow their next corn crop or bean crop or whatever it may be. So we're definitely recycling all of the our waste product, let's say, as well as the product we intend to produce, which is milk or meat. Aside from that, we're working on a digester project, which will be with a third party. They will be capturing the methane that's produced by our manure, which currently escapes into the atmosphere. And so they'll capture it, clean it, and basically make renewable natural gas from it that could power people's stoves or heaters and so forth. What that will do, obviously, not only make clean energy, but it has also been shown to reduce the odor coming off the manure by over 50%. So It'll be a more pleasant smell around the dairy farm in the future.
Wim, could you talk about the cow care that is given to each of the dairy cattle at Holzbosch Dairy?
So one of our main priorities is cow care and cow comfort here on our dairy. So we try to strive for the best or the optimum cow comfort possible by giving them clean, dry bedding for the cows to lay in. In fact, our cows will spend about 12 to 13 hours a day laying down, which is actually when they produce most of their milk. Cows live in freestall barns, which basically just means they have a stall to lay down in. We use sand as bedding, but they're free to roam around. They could go eat, drink. They've got access to feed 24/7. Their pens are cleaned three times a day when they go off to the parlor, so that when they come back, they come back to a clean and fresh pen. The calmer cows are, the more stress-free environment, and almost the more boring we can make her life, the better she will do, the happier she will be, the better the farm will produce.
What advice would you have for those who are starting out in the dairy industry, and what advice would you give to those folks?
Oh, I would absolutely welcome anyone into the dairy industry, no matter where, even if it is, you know, here in our own, in the same county. I think it's a great industry to be in. My advice would be, don't be afraid to ask questions. Ask the people that have went through it. Ask them which mistakes they made and how to prevent them. You know, there's some invaluable lessons there.
When do you take time to go on vacation? Because I can tell you, I don't know if you go on vacation, because I can tell you when my dad was a dairy farmer and worked with his dad, they had to be up at 4 a.m. to milk the cattle. And then they had to be, my dad, as soon as he got to school, he was helping his dad at 5-6 o'clock at night before supper time. When do you take any time off, or do you take any time off?
So dairy farming is very much, or farming in general, is very much a lifestyle. But I would say we are extremely fortunate. We've got, between our family and a lot of talented people within our organization that can take responsibility, they allow me to, I guess, get away, get a break, which is, at the end of the day, if you want to do this continually, every once in a while, everybody needs a break.
If folks living in the area have an interest in working for the farm and joining your team, how's the best way that they can get a hold of the folks that make those hiring decisions?
Yeah, you could stop by our office, fill out an application, or you could send an email to holzbossdairy@gmail.com, which would be holzbossdairy@gmail.com.
And once again, Wim Holzbosch, co-owner of Holzbosch Dairy in Decatur County, not far from Greensburg. Once again, a true American success story if there ever is one. Wim, congratulations once again, and thank you so much for sharing your time with us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.